So let's review. The Mishnah earlier ruled Martiv Shel Yayin Mekabel of Esther Kaisis Lemeya. One who buys a wine cellar must accept up to 10% of barrels that contain inferior wine that has begun to sour. The Gemara now digresses to discuss the status of souring wine. Am Rabbi Huda, Yayin HaNimker Bachanus, Mevarchen Olav Bari Pri HaGefen. The bracha on the most inferior type of wine sold in stores, even wine that has begun to sour, is still Bari Pri HaGefen. Rav Chizda Amar, Gabi Chamer De Akrim Lomeli. Its bracha is Shehakol Nei B'Dvarei, because why should one make the bracha of HaGefen on souring wine? The Gemara challenges Rabbi Huda from a brisa which rules Al Yayin Shehikrim, Oymer Shehakol Nei B'Dvarei. The bracha on sour wine is shahakal. The Gemara answers, "Ma'ir Rabbi Yehuda before tzama demizdavin akarnasa." This refers to wine that is so inferior that it is not sold in stores, only on busy street corners to indiscriminate customers, and all agree that its bracha is shahakal. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding the status of souring wine. Habaydik es a chavis liyas mafresh aleh truma v'haylach ba'achkech nimtzis chaymitz. Someone tasted a wine barrel to ensure that its contents had not soured, and set it aside to separate truma from its contents on behalf of its other barrels of wine, and at some later point it was discovered to have turned to vinegar. The Braisa rules, kol gimel yoyim vada mekam ve'elich safik. Its status is certain for 3 whole days, but otherwise its status is uncertain. The Gemara cites 3 interpretations of the Braisa. Rabbi Yechon explains, kol gimel yoyim harishayim vada yayin mekam ve'elich safik. The first 3 days after he tasted it is certainly wine, and any truma he separated is effective. Afterwards, it is uncertain whether it was wine or vinegar, and so he must separate truma again. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon holds chamra mi'iloi akar, v'hai ti'imei v'loi akar. The wine begins to sour from the top down. Therefore, since he tasted the wine, it had certainly not begun to sour at that time. And nimtzim tzaloi mabasa de ti'imei akar, even if it began to sour immediately after he tasted it, havarecha chala v'taymer chamra v'hava chamra. For the first 3 days until it would become fully sour, it would have smelled like vinegar but still taste like wine, and Rabbi Yechon holds that such wine retains its status of wine. Pshub ben Levi explains, kol gemo yom ha'achrayinim v'adei chaymetz, mekanu lahalon safik. The last 3 days before it was discovered to be vinegar, it was certainly vinegar, and any truma he separated was certainly not effective. Beforehand, it is uncertain whether it was wine or vinegar, and so he must separate truma again. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yishub ben Levi holds chamra mitatoi akar, ve'emer akar v'lavadayte. The wine begins to sour from the bottom up, therefore it may have begun to sour before he tasted it. Furthermore, imtim tzaloi mi'iloi akar, v'ha ti'imei v'loi akar. Even if wine begins to sour from the top down and he tasted the wine, dilma basa de ti'imei akar. It might have begun to sour immediately after he tasted it, and have a rechi chala b'taymei chamra v'hava chala. Pshuman Levi holds that wine that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine is deemed vinegar. Therefore, immediately after he tasted it, its status was uncertain, and since it began to sour at least 3 days before it was discovered to be vinegar, the last 3 days it is certainly deemed vinegar. The Remoi Masn Meshmed Rishub Ben Levi, Rishayinim Vadi Yayin, Achrayinim Vadi Chaymetz, Emtsoim Safik. The first 3 days after he tasted it was certainly wine. The last 3 days before it was discovered to be vinegar, it was certainly vinegar. And during the interim period, its status is uncertain. And as the Gemara explains, they hold that Reichi Chala B'Teme Chamra, Chamra, wine that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, is still considered wine. Therefore, the first 3 days after he tasted it was certainly wine, even if it immediately began to sour. However, it was discovered exceedingly sour, and so it was certainly vinegar for 3 days beforehand. The Gemara cites a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel regarding a sale of souring wine. If someone sold a barrel of wine and it soured, and as the Rashbam explains, it was still in the original barrel, but in the buyer's possession. Amarav, kol gimiyom harishayinim, b'shus meicher. If it was discovered to be vinegar within the first 3 days after the sale is void. Even though reichi chala b'taymer chamra, chamra, wine that has only begun to sour is still considered wine, nevertheless, mishahischa lehareich chimutz, seifel yasas chaymetz. As soon as it began to sour, it was certain to become vinegar, and so the sale is void, because he sold him defective merchandise. However, mekan ve'elech b'shus lekeach. If it only became vinegar 3 days after the sale is binding because at the time of the sale the wine was good. Ushmul amr chamra akas v'demari shavar. The sale is always binding because it is the buyer's bad mazel that caused it to sour. The Gemara concludes v'hilchas akabasei d'shmul v'alocha follow shmul. The Gemara cites a related brisa in which there is the following machlokes. The Rabbana hold Echad Sheikha Tamarim, the Echad Sheikha Sa'irim, the Echad Shemir Yayin, Mevarchan Aleim Shakal Nebedvar. The appropriate bracha for beer made of dates or barley and for wine made from steeping pressed grapes and water is Shahakal. If the water absorbed enough from the grapes that it tastes like wine, its bracha is agafen. Rav explains the machlekes. The kuli alma de rama tlasa v'asar ba'chamahu. All agree that if one added 3 measures of water to the grapes and it produced 4 measures of liquid, this is certainly wine. As Rav said elsewhere, kolchamer deloid dari alchat plas maya lav chamahu. 1 measure of wine is strong enough to be diluted in 3 measures of water. Additionally, Rama Tlasa V'asa Tlasa V'leklomu, all agree that if it produced the same amount of liquid that he added, it is certainly water. Kipaligi the Rama Tlasa V'asa Tlasa Upalga. Machlik is in the case where he added 3 measures of water and it produced 3.5. The Rabbanan say Tlasa Ayah Tlasa Nafik. The same 3 measures of water emerge plus a half measure of wine. Therefore, Pashle Palga Upalga Beshita Palgi Maya V'leklomu. The extra half a measure of wine is not significant in the 3 measures of water, since it's a ratio of 6-1, and that's bracha shahakal. However, Acher maintained talasa ul train upalga nafik. The grapes absorbed some water, and while he added 3 measures of water, only 2.5 emerged, together with 1 measure of wine. Therefore, pashli kuzda b'kuzda betray upalga chamer ma'alyuhu. 1 measure of wine diluted in 2.5 measures of water is considered wine, because it's an even better ratio than 3-1 mentioned above, and its bracha is hagafen. The Gemara records the ruling of Rabbi Yosef that Ein Halacha Ka'acherim, the bracha on this water is always Shahakal.